Today, I want to discuss the recent land bid in the River Valley area. Most recently, in this Business Times article, Sunway MCL, CAC make bold bet on River Valley site with 1,730 per square feet per plot ratio bid at 750.6 million. The top bid for River Valley Green Plot marked new high for land in the area and is about 22% above price of the last site sold nearby. So, what does this mean to homeowners owning properties in the core central region? How will it affect your property prices moving forward? Continue to watch on as I explain further. As reported, this site, which is commonly known as River Valley Parcel C, this is the last plot of GLS site along River Valley Green. The surrounding plots in purple have all been sold and redeveloped as condominiums. The winning developer offers 750 million or 1730 PSFPPR. This is approximately 4% higher than the second highest bid by COLI Singapore. This is a new entry foreign developer that is listed in Hong Kong but have a huge market presence in mainland China. Based on HBOR analysis, the break-even cost is close to 3,000 per square feet. Here, let's factor in a 20% profit margin. The estimated selling price will start from 3,006 per square feet. Whoa. This is indeed a tall order, factoring that it's on 99 years leasehold. But what really caught my attention is the sudden rise in land costs over the past years. Here, what do I mean? Well, when River Valley Green was put up for sale back in 2025, it was sold for 1325 PSFPPR. This is followed by Zion Grad at 120 PSFPPR. Next door, the land that now Prominent Peak is sitting on was sold for 1300 per square feet per plot ratio. This is subsequently followed by River Modern Site, which was sold at a higher price of 1,004 per square feet per plot ratio. Here, if we compare River Modern and River Valley Green, Parcel C, this means Parcel C is 22% higher in terms of land cost. If River Modern, median price is already 3,229 PSF, this means Parcel C will likely have to be selling close to 3,009 per square feet to maintain the same profit margin. But without a Singapore River facing and right behind is blocked by Yong An Park, I feel at such price level can be pretty challenging. Anyway, this project will not be launched anytime soon. It will most probably be launched in the second half of 2027. Here, there are two schools of thoughts. Firstly, those that bought River Green to Zion Grand to River Modern Big Huat. Because if Parcel C is going to be selling at 3,600 per square feet upwards, those that bought earlier stand to benefit. Maybe it will be a good time to sell them after SSD and right after TOP. Do I make sense of that? My take, exit when you still can. Secondly, I can't help but wonder if most recent transaction in Marina 1 is already doing 1,700 per square feet. Yes, this is a resale condo, but it's at the Marina Bay area. At half the price, you can get something next to MBS. This means if you have a budget for a 2-bedroom in River Valley Green, you can technically get a spacious 3 or even 4-bedroom in M1. Do I talk sense here? Okay, some of you here will say, Alan, it's not fair to compare to older condo. You should compare something newer. Okay, let's go to Bugis and look at the M. This is also a 99-year condo in the heart of the Bugis area. Recent going rate is about 2,004 to 2,006 per square feet. Decent 31 profitable deals. But frankly, this kind of profit margin is disappointing to me. I think I can do better. There are also three unprofitable deals. There you go. Hence, what can we conclude from the above? These are the questions you need to ask yourself. Are there willing buyers to pay above what you have paid initially? Will there be resale buyers in the first place, since most of the buyers are investors instead of homeowners, especially in the downtown area? Well, the answer will only be known when the condo in the River Valley area TOP and hit the resale market. Based on the above transaction and data don't lie, I got a feeling this loss-making deal in the CBD will amplify in the years ahead. I call this the CBD effect. Sadly, the same outcome will be replayed across Singapore in the foreseeable future, especially for those that enter at a high price without considering what is happening in the surrounding resale market. Sadly, this is how the property market works. There will always be some winners and some losers. But as long as you keep long term, you should be fine. There you go. If you enjoyed this video, appreciate the like, share, and love. See you around soon.